If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Debt starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Hello, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and I am the Director of Christian Rights Ministry and the CEO of Alliance Legal Group. And it's great to be in here on the Lighthouse, WPMH. And so this is actually not our inaugural run on the Lighthouse. We used to be on TL show in the morning, but this is going to be our first half hour inaugural show on the Lighthouse. Again, we were on the Praise. I think I said the Lighthouse, but that. And so what we're going to be talking about is the biblical solutions to financial debt. And I guess I should introduce myself first, that I'm an attorney that have been practicing for about 30 years. I went to George Mason University, graduated magna cum laude from Arizona State in business administration before that. And after I became an attorney and practiced for about 30 years, actually about 10 years into that, I guess, that I got saved. I became a Christian, gave my life to the Lord Jesus. And that's when my life really changed. And I really began having a passion for a lot of different things. And the difference that I had when I was doing bankruptcies prior to 1999, when I gave my life to Jesus, and after, was remarkable. Because what I found out was that when I came to know Jesus, one of the big things that God used in my life was the stress and my job and my finances. They were my God, that they were my support. And when I found myself in financial stress, when I found myself getting ready to lose my job, I was going through a divorce, everything you can possibly imagine that you may have possibly gone through yourself was coming upon me. And when all that happened, that I said, listen, I need Jesus, and I got saved. And when I gave my life to Jesus, everything changed, not just about my relationship with Jesus, but the way I wanted to live my life as an attorney. And so not too long after that, I not only gave my life to Jesus, I gave my life to full-time Christian ministry. I became a pastor. The Lord, I think, has quite a good humor, that he takes the worst of us, the very, very folks that are destined to hell, and then he gives them an opportunity to share the love of Jesus. And that what I found was in the practice of bankruptcy, there was a wonderful opportunity to share not only how a person can get out of debt, but also how that Jesus is there for them in order to give them a real fresh start. So that's a quick summary of my life as far as from the time that I started practicing until now. I'm a pastor over there at Trinity Christian Church with our co-pastor, Reverend Don Mills. We're over there on Bank and Franklin, 128 Franklin Street in Suffolk, right behind the courthouse. We'd love to see you there. But today that we're going to be talking about the bankruptcy, the scriptural foundations of bankruptcy. And so this is a call-in show, and so that you're welcome to call in. We'd love to have you call in. The phone number that you can reach us at is at 757-488-5299. We'd love to have your phone calls. That will answer questions that you might be going through as far as some of your financial issues, some of the things that are going on in your life that you just don't know the answer to, and again, how bankruptcy can help. Another thing that we're going to be talking about today is there's such a stigma about bankruptcy. This one of the station managers is here right now, Colleen Dick, and Colleen, have you ever just heard people say, it's so terrible. I'm getting ready to, maybe, who knows, I might even have to file bankruptcy.
I know from my perspective, I always thought the bankruptcy was a bad thing.
Yeah.
Something that you didn't want to do at all, and sure, that it couldn't be helpful.
Yeah. Well, nobody wants to file bankruptcy. Everybody would like to have a lot of money, I think, and have, 800 credit, and, that's kind of what we all dream of. But, lots of times that's not the real world. That I've been practicing for 30 years, and I can tell you it's been rough. It's been rough. Everybody thinks that, attorney makes a lot of money, But I'm going to tell you that the I came to know Jesus in 1999 on the throes of having to file bankruptcy. Praise the Lord, I didn't need to file. The Lord delivered me, and I was able to keep on going. But you know that since then, I have met with literally hundreds. You know, I think, you know, on the average, we see we do about 60 probably a month. That's what, about 700 a year, probably times 20 years. I don't know how many that is. That's a lot of people. You know, 15,000-20,000 folks that we have filed bankruptcy for, and these are good, hardworking people. You know, the people just in the regular course of life that things have happened. And you know, one of the things, Colleen, is that what really isn't stated enough is that, you know, bankruptcy is not a bad thing. It is a tool like any other tool that not only has God given us, but the United States have given us, so that we can get a fresh start.
That's very helpful. And I know that if you're listening right now and have a question for Steve, please call us at 488-5299. That's 488-5299. Again, this could be any questions about regarding your finances for the bankruptcy and maybe your situation that you're going through. We can answer in general those questions, but we're glad to have Steve here along with us today. You can also find out more about his practice, Alliance Legal Group, through debtfreeva.com as well. Sometimes you want to look up and check out people as well. It's debtfreeva.com, and that's easy to remember. So even if you're driving in the car, you can remember that.
Well, I appreciate that, Colleen. And you know, the other thing is that we want to really, you know, one of the things that changed when I got saved is I wanted to actually help people. You know, that the when a person comes to know the Lord, the first thing they want to do is they want to tell them, you know, how that happened. They want to introduce them to Jesus. And when I got saved, I wanted to start sharing how you can overcome financial debt. And you know, one of the things we'll talk about in the programs as we go every week will be how to not only just get rid of your debt, but actually improve your credit, give you brand new credit. You know, I see people all the time. Next week we're going to have a young lady on here that went from about 500 credit score to she's over 700 now in less than a year. So we've got a caller on the line. Oh, Genesis. I know Genesis. Genesis, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Brother Genesis.
I can hear you, Brother Genesis. Great. Well, I wanted to call in and I want to make a comment and also have a question. And my comment is for those folks that seem to have get under guilt and for that stigmatism of having to, you know, that stigma that has to do with filing bankruptcy. Uh-huh. I found in the scriptures that there was a year of jubilee in the Bible. Every 7 years that they were relieved of their debts, because if they got into a situation where they couldn't, you know, it was just overwhelming. That debt can just add up and add up when you don't have control of your finances and interest payments and all that stuff add up. And so God had provided in His Word that year of jubilee, and it relieved the people of all their debts. And so that bankruptcy really principles with that year of jubilee.
It really does. And, you know, we need to be transparent here that Genesis, sounds like you know a lot about the Bible. What do you do for a living?
I pastor a church in Portsmouth, the Ephesus Church of God in Portsmouth, Virginia. And so, you know, one of the things I think that most people that come to you probably, you know, that they have a issue, they have problems managing their finances, and they've gotten over their heads. But the question I wanted to ask you, I says, have you ever had people come to your office for bankruptcy, but you had advised them they don't need to file bankruptcy?
Oh, that happens all the time. Let me answer that in a two-part sort of response. That the first thing is that Genesis is a good friend of mine. He's a co-pastor. That I say a co-pastor. He's a colleague pastor in a different church in a different city, but wonderful, wonderful brother in the Lord. And that he's exactly right. That Deuteronomy 15:1-2, it says at the end of 7 years you must cancel debts. This is how it's to be done. It says every creditor shall cancel the loan he has made. Now, this is not the King James. You probably recognize it not as the King James. I think this is probably, I'm not sure which version it is, but that it says that that he has made to his fellow Israelite. He shall not require payment from his fellow Israelite or brother, because the Lord's time for canceling debt has been proclaimed, Deuteronomy 15, 1 and 2. And what that principle is that God never intended us to be debtors or creditors. And in fact, you know, back in the day, Genesis, you didn't have to go to a bankruptcy lawyer, did you? That God, by deistic fiat, every 7 years, your debts were just canceled. And so, you know, now you got to go to see the attorney, and you got to go pay him some money, and he'll get rid of your debts. But back in the day, you didn't have to do that. And to answer your question, as far as the, because that's a principle that is out there. And then when America was founded, that America, being a Judeo-Christian country, incorporated into its very constitution, it put in its constitution that we're going to make laws about bankruptcy so that people get fresh starts. That's part of our heritage. And so to answer your question, as far as does everybody need bankruptcy? Absolutely not. You know, sometimes I had a young lady come in about 2 weeks ago. She had about $40,000 worth of debt, one particular creditor. And so, you know, we decided the best thing to do is just negotiate with this creditor. And I think for about $10,000, we got rid of about a $40,000, $50,000 debt. And so she was happy. We were happy. Everybody was happy. But you need a professional. And the other thing is this, Genesis, is that having the authority and the power to file bankruptcy gives you a leg up when you're trying to do that negotiation. So,
right.
So, you know, that I appreciate your phone call. You know, there's one other thing I wanted to respond, Genesis, is that, you know, that not only is that an old, you know, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And that the Word of God is as well. And so that same principle of forgiveness goes straight through the Bible. And then, you know, just a quick, let's take a look at the woman caught in adultery. You know, here was a woman that obviously had broken the law. You know, that she was committed in adultery in the very act, the Bible says. And when she was brought to Jesus by the Pharisees, you know, that they were saying, you know, you got to stone her. You know, she's broken the law. There's a law. She's broken it. She needs to be condemned. And, you know, Jesus didn't condemn her. What he said was, you know, first, those of you that have never done this, those that are guiltless or blameless, you throw the first stone. And of course, they couldn't.
Right.
They couldn't do it because, you know, in one way or the other, we all fall short in many ways. And so the principle was that she told the truth. She said that she had fallen short. She had not kept the whole law. That Jesus understood the issue and forgave her completely. And that grace that is found in that transaction is the same sort of grace that we find in the bankruptcy law. You go to a judge, you admit, we think we lost Genesis there, but you go to the judge, a lesser Jesus, you tell them you failed to keep the entire law, and that what the judge does is he takes a look at your debt, he wipes it clean, and then, you know, we actually even have this, calling this, this thing where you do a credit counseling so you learn to not do it anymore.
Well, that is definitely important because, you know, you make a mistake, but you don't want to continue in that and have good habits going forward, for sure.
Absolutely. So a lot of the biblical structure is incorporated into the bankruptcy law. A lot of people don't know that. And so the stigma really shouldn't be there. It's really a tool that exists so that people can get a fresh start. So they don't have to always be looking over their shoulder whether or not a creditor is going to give them a call, whether or not that they should go into a business venture or getting another job because they might get garnished. You know, so it allows people to pursue that God-given destiny that they have to do.
That's definitely excellent. We are listening to, you are listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Debt. We are here with Steve Taylor from the Alliance Legal Group. You can find out more information on debtfreeva.com. This is a new show we've started up today on Tuesday. So every Tuesday from 12:30 to 1 o'clock, you can get some answers to some of your financial questions. And, you know, we don't pretend to know all the answers, but we can definitely, I love the idea that it's a biblical perspective to handling your finances as well. That phone number to call in is 757-488-5299. We are here 488-5299 to help answer your calls.
You know, and I have to admit, I think we started this entire, we prayed, you and I, Colleen, before we started, but I want to pray right now for not only this program, but also there might be somebody out there that, you know, let me just tell you, I had a conversation with my friends this morning, and he was just beside himself. He's got a lot of issues. You know, that recently he had some things happen with his health, and so he's had to take some time off, and he doesn't know exactly what to do. And so maybe there's somebody out there that, I'm just telling you that finances and the security of jobs and your income, we rely on those a lot. And sometimes we forget that God is the provider of those jobs and that he's got us this far. And guess what? He's going to get us the rest of the way there. So let's pray real quick. Father, we just pray for that person listening right now that is just overwhelmed with debt. Lord, that I don't know what that debt is. I don't know what that circumstance is. Maybe the person's worried about losing a job. Maybe having to take some time off because of this COVID-19 thing going on. I don't know the answer, but I do know this, that you do. And so I pray for that person. I don't know if they know you personally, Lord, but I pray, Lord, that they would recognize that you are very present help in trouble. And as they would cast their cares upon you, they would find out that you care for them. I pray for this program. I pray, Lord, that if there's any way that we can help somebody and that you would get the glory, that you would help us do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, amen. Thank you, Steve. And again, you are listening to The Lighthouse here on WPMH, and we will be here every Tuesday answering your questions. Steve has a lot of information, and, you know, if sometimes he has to be general, obviously, because we don't know who's listening. But if you have a specific question, you can call us at 488-5299, 488-5299.
You know, lots of times people don't know exactly how bankruptcy can help them. You know, they obviously know that if they got a, I think they know that if you got a garnishment, if your checks your paycheck is having that little inscription on it saying 25% has been taken away, and you'll know it when you get your paycheck. You'll know that there's something going on there, or that sometimes, you know, lots of times it's the phone calls, and that, you know, that you see these phone calls and they're from like the places, you know, that you, yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to have one of those. It said Newport News. I said, oh no, I'm not gonna, you know, let me tell you that financial debt happens to all of us, you know, some more than others, you know, the bottom line is that, before you can really structure your life, you need to know what the answers are. Whenever I used to have problems, Colleen, my dad went to the Lord 5 years ago, but he used to tell me, he says, gather the facts. You know, I used to, being an attorney, that you were in some difficult circumstances, and I would come to him. My dad started working with me shortly after I got saved in 1999, and I'll just be beside myself, and he would say to me, you know, I'd say, Steve, what's wrong? And I'd say, you know, this and that and the other. You know, everything's coming against me. I don't know how to fix it. I think this is it, Dad. I think this is it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this. And so he would come to me, and he was a great dad. He loved the Lord. But he was very practical. He said, Steve, you know, the first thing you need to do is you need to gather facts. Don't look at all those red things on that piece of paper that says that, you know, what it's going to look like a month or two from now. Start gathering facts. Don't worry. Start gathering facts. And so that if you're listening out there and you got a lot of problems, you don't know where to turn next, you don't know the next thing to do, start gathering facts. Call us, or actually probably the easiest way is to go to debtfreeva.com, and that you'll see a little chat box, and you'll just respond to the chat box, and they'll set you up a free consultation. And then within 10 minutes, we'll at least pre-qualify you to see whether or not bankruptcy could be an option. You'll get the facts of whether or not you qualify for a 7 or a 13. You know, some people don't know the difference, and probably most people don't know the difference. That's what I find out.
Yes. I was going to say, I don't either. So,
you know, and we'll talk about that in a second, but you can get the facts, and we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to qualify you, pre-qualify. That doesn't mean you have to file, but you got one more bit of information that you can use. And that within, we have like 20 yes-no questions, and then 18 fill-in-the-blank. And then the attorney who's given their life to the practice of law, and that our attorneys, not only are they attorneys that know the law, that not only are the attorneys that have taken courses in credit repair and credit restoration, is that they love the Lord. Mm-hmm. They love the Lord, and that if you ask them, that they'll pray with you. At least I will, and that you can start getting the facts about one of the options that you have, and it's a wonderful, wonderful option.
And that's good. Like I said, when you're in a situation and you don't know where to turn, you have to just find something that's going to be helpful for you. And then this, like you said, they might not need to file bankruptcy. That might not be the course of action for them. But just to find out and be informed and figure out whether that is the next step to take or not, or if there's other things that they can do to help with their credit, with financial solutions. And again, I like the fact that, you know, it seems dire, the bankruptcy part or some of those other things that you're in debt, but just figuring out a way that doesn't have to be your forever situation either.
Yeah. Well, you know, most people don't realize that if you filed bankruptcy today, a Chapter 7, within 4 months, you'd get your discharge. Let's say you started out with a 450 or 500 credit score. Within 12 months of your discharge, you could have a 700 to 720, maybe higher credit score. We'll show you how to do that.
That is important because people, you know, if you're trying to get a house or a car, absolutely, or anything that you're trying to get, they're looking at those credit scores and making sure that you can qualify. And if you're getting rejected because of that, you need to turn that around and figure out a way to amend that.
Absolutely. And there's often, even after a bankruptcy, things on your credit report that shouldn't be there. I mean, the things that the bankruptcy stay, that's what the wall of protection, the wall of invincibility that happens when you file bankruptcy, say that it shouldn't exist anymore. It should not be there. And then when you receive your discharge, that we'll go over the credit repair steps that are necessary, often removing even references to bankruptcy depending upon how they were listed and whether or not they were appropriate as far as their listing. And so call, you know, at the 488-5299 to talk to me today. You know, you may want to have a specific question. You know, can I keep my car? You know, can I keep my house? You know, will I lose my security clearance? That one happens about once a week, you know, because we're in a military town. And so lots of little questions but you know, the thing that I was speaking to yesterday, that the person obviously needed to file bankruptcy. I mean, they had over $20,000 worth of debt. The bankruptcy would stop the garnishment, would get their money back as long as they filed before the date. And that they were actually getting ready to be evicted. I mean, so that there was lots of situations going on that needed to file. But it was the question of making the first move. You know, in that case, she had already made the phone call. That was good. But she needed to put $50 down and get the paperwork so she could start filling it out and then getting the thing over with. And so that lots of times people that are out there right now, let me just share with you, be decisive, make the first move, start the process. And in your particular case, it's not even paying anything. It's just making a phone call, going to the website, getting some free information, you know, getting your arrows in the quiver so that you can be, you know, the Bible says, you know, go to war after getting counsel from many people. You know, get your counsel together. That's part of the preparation that God wants you to do. God's got a good, if you're a Christian, you know, my dad, like I said, went to the Lord about 5 years ago, and that I've been given the 5-minute warning here. So if you got a phone call, make it now. But you know that when my dad passed, in the year or two prior to my dad passing, he had stage 4 cancer. That he would often go to, it was prostate cancer, and he would get these PSA numbers, and sometimes they weren't very good. They were sometimes going up, and of course, being his son and being the person that that was really just rooting for him, I was kind of worried about when those reports would come back. And Dad, just being the Christian that he was, you know, he'd come back and he could see that I was concerned waiting for that report. And he said, Steve, he said, as long as Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible, whose report are you going to believe? And so, you know, no matter what your situation is right now, no matter how desperate or bad the circumstances look, you know, God says that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, for those that are called according to his purpose. And if you're a Christian, that's you. So God's got a good plan for you.
Thank you, Steve. We do have a few more minutes. Like Steve said, we're wrapping up. A live show, as always, goes pretty quickly. But we'll wrap up here right before the top of the hour. So you still have time to get a call in if you have one. It's 888-588-5299, 488-5299. And again, we'll be here every week from Tuesday, on Tuesdays from 12:30 to 1, so you can get your calls in. Or in the meantime, throughout the week, you can obviously contact Steve through debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And his information, his phone number is on there, his office and everything like that. So you can contact that. You, of course, can contact me here at the station, and I can direct you as well.
And we might be able to squeeze one call in before the end of the hour. But, you know, the verse that I was thinking of was Jeremiah 29:11. That was the very first verse that God gave me after I got saved.
What's your name, and I'll put you through.
And, you know, that one is that I know the thoughts that I have towards you for good and not to evil, to give you an expected end. Well, it looks like we have one more call that we can have. Who's on the line? Hello, caller.
I am, and I just have one quick question, please. Sure. And that would be, do you do credit counseling, like if someone has a lot of credit card debt but doesn't want to do bankruptcy, do you do that kind of work?
Well, we actually have credit professionals that will refer you to actually pull your FICO scores up and do... and take a look at whether rehabilitation through non-bankruptcy. So absolutely, you give me a call, ask for Steve Taylor, and I'll get you hooked up with that person. Wonderful person. It's called Jane Credit. Her name is Satin. She does a wonderful job. And that I'll give you that information.
Call the same number.
No, you go to. Let me give you my cell number. It's 472-1227. You just call me directly.
472-1227. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure. No problem.
Bye-bye now.
God bless. Well, we got 2 minutes, so it's about the end of our first show, Colleen.
Wrapping up pretty quick.
Yeah, it went
you
pretty
did great.
Good. Yeah, well, I tell you what, it's, you know, I'd rather share the gospel than anything else, and I'm telling you that that bankruptcy is the perfect picture of that getting a fresh start. I love it, and it allows a person to really... cast the burdens upon the Lord, get a fresh start, and go towards the thing God's called them to do.
I think that is important. Again, like that's why I appreciate the fact that you've called this Biblical Solutions for Financial Debt. It involves a lot of different things, and I know money is a touchy subject for a lot of people, whether you're in a huge struggle, a valley that you're in, or whether it's just maybe you need to be saving or doing something else. You know, you've got some of those practical tips that we can have to help cover some of those issues that you have. And I love the fact that you're coming from a biblical perspective and that you've been there as well. You can share your personal testimony and pray with people and care more about, you know, they're not just numbers, they're not just people coming to you with troubles, that you care really about who they are and what they do.
Absolutely. If you just want to pray, if you just want to give us a call and say, listen, I want to pray with somebody, we got a chaplain in our office that they'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. Prayer changes everything. So we would love to do that. I think we're about out of time. How much time we got left, Colleen?
You're pretty much needing to wrap it up, yes.
Okay, well, God bless you all. We look forward to seeing you next Tuesday at 12:30. Have a great day, and we'll be talking to you then.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Debt. Tune in every Tuesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the